we're up to Perek Chav Pasik, Perek Chav Pasik, Yud Aleph. V'Hashem, Oisi Ki Gibor Oritz. Hashem is with me. Hashem Oisi. Oisi is an unusual word. You expect the Pasik to say Hashem Iti. Hashem is Iti. Extraterrestrial. That's not what it says. It says over here Hashem is Oisi.
Good mood today.
Oisi. No, I'm not a good mood. Believe me. A lot of problems. That's the opposite. When I say too many jokes and I'm trying to drown out all my problems. Hashem is Oisi. Hashem is with me. Ki Gibor Oritz, like a mighty warrior, like a mighty hero. Al Kein Difer wrote, Fai Yikashlu V'lo Yuchalu. Therefore, my enemies will stumble and they will not succeed. Because Hashem is with me, Hashem is with me like a mighty warrior. Therefore, my enemies, those who try to pursue me, will stumble. They will not succeed. Yuchalu means to be able to overcome me. Boshu mi'o, they will be extremely embarrassed. Kilo hiskilu, they have not been wise. Kilimas oilam lo si shocheach, an eternal shame. Klima means a shame. An eternal shame will come upon them. Lo si shocheach, will not be forgotten from them, the disgrace that will come upon them. It seems to indicate that disgrace can be healed. The way you can heal disgrace is with forgetting. People, time heals all wounds. People that they specialize, say, in to restore reputation, restoration. Mm. It's a business. So you type in your name in Google, and you find things that you don't like, so you can hire a company that can try to fix it for you. The truth is, they can't do anything for you. You know what they do? And all they do is they just flood the internet with good things. So hopefully, the bad things get pushed down. Rahman is not a person that has bad things online. You type in your name, and you don't want those things to come up when you go for a job interview. So there's very little you can do. But if you flood, you go and you post all over the internet, all different types of websites, good information, good things. So the roiv will be mayit, will be ra. So that over here it says there's a klimas oilam that can be healed through forgetting. But this klima is going to be so great, lo si shocheach, will never be forgotten. Okay, there's a lot going on in this pasuk. Let's see the mitzvah of pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk says, Vashem oisi, Hashem is with me. Hine behold, im kol zeh hoya Hashem imi le'ezro ki gibor chazok. Even though my enemies, remember this goes back to the previous pasuk that we learned last week, this very complex pasuk, where Yirmiyah is bitterly complaining that he has been targeted for assassination. Worse, his friends, the people who he thought were his friends, Shloimi, and kol eno Shloimi, all the people that I thought were my friends, they were waiting eagerly for me to stumble. They were watching my strides. They could not wait until I would stumble. They tried to incite me, to entice me, to yefuteh, to do an aveira. We learned different interpretations, either to say something that would be treason, or to eat, come and dine with them, where they would have an opportunity to poison him, or they would someone would come and they would do what?
To frame him.
Right. They tried all different techniques according to all.
Because he was constantly bringing bad news.
Yes. Because he had nothing good to say to the people, he continuously predicted gloom and doom, and it was very unpopular. There were many more Nevi'im that were Sheker, that said everything is going to be fine and good. We're good people. We're an outstanding society. We have many chesed organizations. We support Torah. We do chesed. We give tzedakah. How can you say churban is going to come? He was extremely unpopular, and they wanted to kill him. They even wanted to hire false witnesses that would testify that he did an avera for which would be chayiv misa. We had so many different interpretations, and Mefarshim asked exactly what they tried to do, but the common denominator was it was not good. And the only reason why Yirmiyah survived is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu protected him. Hashem revealed to him when they tried to poison him, what they were trying to do to him, and that's why he survived. So therefore he comes out now and he curses them with the biggest clawless in the world. And he says over here, Hashem, you're with me, you're like a gibor, and therefore all those that try to pursue me will stumble. Again, the words of the Mesudas, Hashem, oh, you see, Hine, behold, im kol zeh, despite all of the attempts of my enemies, Hoya Hashem imi. Notice that the Mitzvah translates the word Osi as if it says the word Imi, Le'ezra, as a source of strength. Kigibar chazak, like a warrior. Al kein defor kashlu rodfai, my enemies they stumble. V'lo yachlu laslid lasos imi ra, they are unable to bring any harm upon me. Bo shu me'od, nisbay shu me'od, they'll be extremely embarrassed. Kilo hitzlichu be'atzasam uchlimas oylam tiyez zos lohem, and they will suffer an eternal shame. V'lo sisho chayach, they will not be erased from the shame hall of fame. All right, they will never be
the
hall of shame. They used to be what on the news. I used to watch this 11 o'clock on the news. They used to have the hall of shame. They used to be mevaza someone. They still have that. They still have that. They used to have. Okay, that's been a long time ago.
They have to go to the week.
They have it on the news.
They probably right there. I'm sure.
They used to have someone who you know was to rip you off or
whatever. Channel 5 used to be the guy.
Okay, so Yirmiyah here is nominating these individuals for the Hall of Shame. Let's see Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph says Kilo Hiskilu Lo Hitzlichu Biatzasam. Hiskilu means success. It means wisdom. They were not successful in their counsel. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Radak says. They plan to kill me. I'm not afraid. Hashem promised. Hashem said to me in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, when Hashem recruited Yirmiyah, do not worry, I'm going to protect you. They will fight against you, but I give you a guarantee. They will not succeed. Hashem is with me, Kigiba Aritz, like a mighty warrior, Shayya Imi, Shay Efchad, there's nothing for me to be afraid. Period. Oh, Perusha, or another interpretation. Renasana see Kimo Gibor Aritz. He has given Osi, he has made me. Now here is what the Radak is trying to address. Radak obviously is disturbed with the question that we posed when we started this pasuk. The word Osi seemingly does not really fit. If we were writing this pasuk, we would write Vahashem, Vahashem iti, or Vahashem imi. The Mitzuda seems to prefer the word imi over what I suggested, iti. Hashem is with me, or Hashem is imi. So the Radak is disturbed. Why does it say O-C? So first the Radak says what the Mitzuda said. Okay, it's just another word. It's a poetic expression. Hashem is with me. But then he says, O Perusha v'nosan O-C. Hashem made me. It's not that I am who am I, and Hashem is going to... Hashem is the Gibor or Ritz that's going to protect me. No. Hashem made me into the Gibor Aretz. Hashem gave me the power, which now answers the question why it says Osi. O Perushov Nasan Osi. Hashem made me kmo Gibor Aretz lamod kinegdam. V'targum Yonasan Hashem meimrei besadi. Hashem's word was besadi, was my support, ki Gibor takif, like a mighty warrior. So the Targum has a new interpretation, which means it means Hashem's words. Hashem is O-C. The reason why it says O-C, it means Hashem's words. It's also addressing the question. It doesn't mean Hashem is with me. It means Hashem's words has a connotation that you're injecting another expression into this pasuk. It's not that just Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me through something. And what is that something? Hashem's words. Yeah?
I think he translates it a little bit differently. He says he gave a signal like a word. Instead of word, os in the sense of
signal. Interesting. That's who says that? Who translates it like that?
This is how we translate the Radak.
Very interesting. Because that's the Judaica Press? And he's not giving you a source for that. Interesting. Okay, that's not clearly not what it says in the Mitzvah. That's not what it does in the Radak in both interpretations. And the Targum also says Vashem Mingrei
translation of the Radak.
Os. Os. He's taking the word. He must have a source for this. Maybe Mari Kara. You left it about Barbanel. I don't know. Maybe he has a source, but it's definitely on the mark, because Os is Hashem will do a sign to me that he will be like a Gibor. Okay, Bo Shemot Kinin Kloy Kum. Oh, the Malbum? A sign, an os. Hashem will provide a sign that will. Good morning. Hashem will be an os. Hashem will be a sign that will serve as the equivalent of Hashem being a gibor oritz. Okay, next. Boshum ot kilo hiskilu. My enemies will be extremely embarrassed because they will not be successful in their plans. Imin hatzlacha. The word hiskilu is a synonym in this context for success. They will not be successful. Kamo, classic pasuk. Vayhi David l'chol drachav maskil. Okay, does not mean he was part of the Haskalah movement in the 19th century. It means he was successful. V'hu eved v'hu avar b'makim osid. This is a word, you have sometimes words in the past tense which really are to be interpreted in the future tense. Boshu me'od, so therefore it's the past tense, but it means in the future they will not be successful. Okay. Boshu me'od, kilo hiskilu, kloimar yilam boishes, they'll be extremely embarrassed, shalo yatzlichu b'masahem, u'vmach shalosem olai, they will be unsuccessful in their attempts to get rid of me. V'oisa ha'boishes tia klima shlo tishkach, that shame will be a shame that will never be forgotten. Ki yiyu l'klal l'mfiyu anashu l'lum, there'll be a source of curse for men forever. You know, it's very interesting, you have different, like, that long ago, I was studying the presidents of the United States, listening to some tapes, some different, I had a book at home, very interesting book, and it's very interesting as some of the presidents in their lifetime were viewed as the pits. And now later, 50 years, 100 years later, all of a sudden the revisionists, they weren't so bad. They weren't so bad. All the things that they did really was great chachma. So it's not a klima that's la'olam.
It depends whether the history is being erased, is being uncovered.
Whatever it's being done, but the klima is being taken away. Things that people have done that were viewed in the time as very unpopular, all of a sudden now, all of a sudden. So here Yirmi is saying, these people, no. It's not going to be for them, it's going to be a klima le'olam. They are unsuccessful. They will not be succeed. Yud. This will be here, a yud. Yuchalu. This should be yud at the end. Lechalu. I think it means chaser vav. After the yud, there should be a vav. So we have a shuach. Chaser vav kashu b'makom yud. Yud peapoyel. It's the yud of the peapoyel me'amichtav. From the makom yud poel yud pe hapoel me'akosuv. So the shorish is yachol, I'm not sure what he means over here. What's the shorish of the word yucholu? It's yachol, yud chof lamed. So the yud is the peapoyah.
Right.
So it's have a vav. Okay, whatever that means. Okay, whatever that means. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Now Yirmiyah, he shifts gears and he says, Yashem tzivakois bechin tzadik. Hashem, you are Hashem. Now he calls Hashem over here by the unusual name, Hashem Tzvokos, spoken tzaddik. You examine the righteous. Roya kiloyos v'lev, you inspect, you see a person's kiloyos, his kidneys, which means his advice is etza, v'lev in his heart. Ered nikmoscha mehem, and may I. He's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making a request, may the day come when I witness revenge. From them, nikmoscha, your vengeance. May I witness that when you take revenge from these people, mayhem from these people, ki elecha gilisi es rivi, because to you I reveal my quarrel. I'm frustrated. I'm disturbed. And I demand justice. I demand, this is a very interesting mila. They said this there by Belsky. It was the best hesped, the hesped by Belsky, by the Levaya, Rabbi Ginnak, he said he was a man that demanded justice. He could not tolerate when he was in the OU and there were things that were unjust and kashrus, when things he could not tolerate it. He demanded justice. It reminded my father's one of the Roch, I had that also to some degree. Like he couldn't take something was wrong. You demand justice. And you know, some people are very meek. They just okay, so there's an oddly turn away. There's a certain nature. You don't see it too often in many people. And great people, if something is wrong, you're not going to rest until you see a wrong is corrected.
Now it's
kanois. A shtickle, not as like a kanois. It's a certain, I mean, it also wasn't a kanois.
No,
it wasn't a kanois. But like
a sense of right and wrong.
A sense of right and wrong. And it's just, you don't just sit on the sidelines. You're just not going to rest.
All these modern Orthodox rabbis signed the petition about
the harassment. 300 rabbis. Mm-hmm. There's a certain sense, right, there's a certain sense. It's a very unique trait. You don't see it very often. And Yirmiyah obviously was an extreme version of this trait. He was not satisfied. He's demanding justice. Halavai ere nikmascha mehem. May I witness the day come when I see vengeance there. You, Hashem, take revenge on them, and I express my desire. I have no. There's no one else I can fight it against. This pasuk also touches upon this concept that you're not allowed to be moisiv din elashamayim. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a very big avera. You're not allowed to go and say, Hashem, you fight my cause. You go, because if a person does that, then it can boomerang, and he can be the oyer did on himself. Now there's an exception. It's a very important exception. Now we don't play around with this, because we're not madrega to play around with this. But that's only when you have no means of doing so in Beis Din. The Iker Hadin, recourse in Beis Din. If you have the ability to go to a Beis Din, a person has evidence that you have been a victim of a crime, you have no right to go say, you know what, I'm going to sit back, Hashem, you should strike down this person. You want justice? Go to Beis Din. You have evidence? Go to Beis Din. You'll get your money back. But in a situation where you have no recourse, no opportunity to seek justice because the system is corrupt, the system is corrupt and there's nothing you can possibly do, then a person may ikar hadin, okay, there's a mile of this chasidus, but may ikar hadin, the poskim say, you have, if you have a need to feel, to let out your frustration, you can express yourself and say, Beis Din is corrupt, they don't want to help me, they're not interested, I know that I'm right, I demand from the Ribbono Shel Olam justice. Yeah.
Could a guy do that to a guy? Some guy is slick.
You can probably do it. I don't know the rules. I can't comment.
Hashem, please punish this guy because.
Well, I'm not so sure. I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
Because
there we have no there. Well, there that's a whole different story. Dealing with corruption and the Holocaust, dealing with persecution and all the tsars of Galus. That's a whole different story. 100%. 100%. But let's say you're dealing with mass. You have a business thing, and someone went and someone stole money from you. So you can easily go. I mean, nothing's easy today, obviously, but you can go and you can go to the police and you can get your money back. So then you have a right to be moisir din on another human being, even a non-Jew. I'm not so sure. Okay, because when you moisir din el hashamayim, it's very dangerous. You bring upon yourself kitrei. And Shvan, they're going to say, who says that your blood is redder than his? Maybe you're also guilty. So it can be a kitrei. But when you have no opportunity to go to a Beis Din, and you're frustrated, so then there is such a thing. And here you see Yirmiyah indeed doing this against his own fellow Jews. He's coming to be Moiser Dinoi LaShamayim against his own fellow Jews because the system is rigged. The system is corrupt. He has no means. Now the first one here, the Oshli, points out that Yirmiyah, it is a little bit shocking that Yirmiyah, I mean, it is shocking that Yirmiyah wants to seek revenge against his own fellow Jews. So he says, I mean, he just has an answer. It's not very satisfying. He's not doing it of his own personal benefit. He is a Chil Hashem. Yirmiyah is the Navi. He is the Kohen, he represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the disgrace that he is suffering is a disgrace of Hashem's name. It's a Chilul Hashem. So it's not personal, it's L'Shem Shemayim. Okay, that's that's a difficult answer. You have to take it, you know, take it with a grain of salt, that answer. Now let's see over here, the Mitzvah of Pasuk, one more Pasuk, we're going to the next theme, Pasuk Yedeis. Pasuk Yedeis says, Hashem Tzvokas, the Atah. Now notice here he says Hashem Tzvokos. Whenever you have a pasuk where Yirmiyah addressed Hashem or any of you address Hashem by the word Tzvokos, obviously it's something very deep. I'm not just asking you in your name. I'm asking you in your authority as being in charge of everything. Tzvakos is the Tzva HaShemayim. It's an expression, a name which connotes justice. There's Hashem, Rachamim, there's Din. But when you start saying Tzvakos, it means you represent law and order. You represent everything that exists in this world. Everything has to fall to its place. V'yato Hashem Tzvakos HaBoichin is a tzaddik. You examine a tzaddik. L'das Ma'asav, you see his deeds. V'droya Machshavos Kloyos V'leif. You see his counsel, his thoughts, and his heart. But Tuach Ani, I am certain, Asher Be'enai Erinik Moscha Mehem, I am certain that I will one day, I will see with my own eyes, the day will come when I'll see how you take revenge from my enemies. Ki Eilecha Levad, Eilecha Nimgala Harib Sheyishli Lohem Imadi, to you alone, I'm not going to court. There is no Bezdin to go to. Everyone is corrupt. I'm not seeking my help from any human being. Mamish, a classic example of the Moiser Dinoi LaShamayim. There's no one else that I'm going to for justice, because there is no justice in this world. It's only you, Hashem. Rashi, Pasik, there is no Rashi here. I believe Pasik Yibayz, there is no Rashi. Pasik, in the Radak, Pasik Yibayz, Hashem Tzivok, Lesbuch, and Tzadik. Oysa Shud Tzadik, Le'enik, Vinei Adam. Lo Yodu Bo, Im Toichoy Kibar. That person who appears to be a Tzadik to the masses, no one really knows the truth. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on inside a person's mind. The Hashem Tzivokos. So here we're using Hashem Tzivokos. Hashem, who is the God of the Tzivokos, only you have the ability to inspect his heart to determine if Toichoy Kibaro, the inside is like the outside. Vimlo Yigaleu Vimlo Yigaleu Vyarasmun, if it's not true, you will expose him as a fraud. Yigalehu Vyar Vyar Vyifrisimuhu Leene Hoanoshim Sheyedu they should know me who the truth Kloma Shia Sheyach Shiluhu Shiach Shiluhu Bimahasav, cause him to stumble. And when he will stumble publicly, everyone will then realize that he was a faker all along. Okay, let's go to the next passage. Now, Yirmiyah is something very fascinating. He says a song. There's a note, this is a parsha break here, a parsha stuma, a paragraph. Shiru la Hashem, sing to Hashem. Hallelu es Hashem, praise Hashem. Ki hitzol es nefesh evyon miyad nireim. He has saved the soul of the poor, the destitute, from the evildoers. What in the world is this pasuk doing over here? It's mamish. It's a shocking thing. So I don't know. I looked all over. I didn't really see. Doesn't really. So he over here is complaining. What? It really totally out of place. And notice it's separated a parsha stuma before and a parsha stuma after. Like mamish, this is like the middle of nowhere. All of a sudden, he obviously has some prophecy that indeed the day will come. The day will come when Hashem will fulfill this request. Hashem will take revenge from the enemies. And then when Hashem takes revenge from the enemies, Hashem's name is exalted. Hashem's name is praised. He sees that the day indeed will come. He over here is the subject of the pasuk. He is the Nefesh Evyon. He is the poor, destitute soul that is fighting against a corruption. The day will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will vindicate him from the Mireyim. The Mireyim here obviously is Klal Yisrael, who is not listening, and when Hashem will punish them, that's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be praised and will be exalted. And notice here it's written, Mufarshim point out that it's written B'Loshon Rabin. There's a long madrash here that it's written B'Loshon Rabin. Shiru doesn't say Shir or Yashir. Shiru means sing, everyone, plural. Yep. Everyone should sing Hallelujah. Halu is plural, es Hashem. Yeah. When a single individual, when he is vindicated, when he suffers, when he is rewarded with success, the rule is everyone. When it's a yomtiv for you, everyone, it's a yomtiv for the Gans Klal Yisrael. When Yirmiyah will be vindicated, it will be a yomtiv for the whole Klal Yisrael. The Medrash indeed gives different examples. When Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, when they were saved in the Kibush HaNoesh, the whole world rejoiced. When, let me see some other examples over here. Shiru LaHashem, V'lama Omar, this medrash is in the medrash Tehillim. V'lama Omar B'loshan Rabim, Shiru LaHashem, Sheharabim Tzrichim L'Hoidois Lo Ki Hitzlas Nefesh Evyon. Kishakir Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu Goyles Yisrael Loihim Odin Belvad, El ha'kol moedim, the whole world, and says gives shira. For example, by Mitzrayim, who else rejoiced with Klal Yisrael? Yisrael, vayichad Yisrael, al kol atayim hashos Hashem Yisrael shehitzlim yam Mitzrayim, vayomer Yisrael baruch Hashem. That was one example. Another example is Hananya Mishol Azaria. When Hashem saved them, so who prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nebuchadnezzar also prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the only two examples that it gives. Okay, alright, that's the blog. Let's see over here what it says over there in the Mitzudos. Pasuk Gimel, Shul Hashem, Umi'ato Atem, Anshei HaTzedek, dear for you the Tzadikim, Shul Hashem, Sing to Hashem, V'halilu Osoa, Shehitzlum Yad Hamereim, Es Nefesh, or Evian, V'al Nefesh, Atzmei Omar, Shul Mikra, he is describing himself. He is the subject of this pasuk, and the Mereim are his enemies, and he's giving a prophecy that the day will come, indeed he will be vindicated, that all of his predictions were correct, and his enemies will be embarrassed, he will be spared, and everyone will join in song. Rashi, pasuk, there is no Rashi. Radak pasuk in Gimel, Shul Hashem Amar Zekenegin HaChasidim Asher Hayu BeYerushalayim. Why is it written Blushin Rabim? So he says the word tzaddikim. There indeed were few and far in between tzaddikim in Yerushalayim that supported Yirmiyah. Ki Hitzil Shegil Loish Lo Yoychal V'Lo Yishte Imohem Ki Hayu Roitzim LaHamisa. According to Radak, he's telling these tzaddikim, they are the ones that reveal the plot to assassinate him. So therefore they revealed Yirmiyah, they whispered, don't eat. They're inviting you for lunch, don't eat with them, there's poison in the food. So when Yirmiyah did not go and eat in their homes and was saved from dying, he told his friends, the ones that revealed the assassination plot, rejoice, your advice was successful, prevented me from dying.
Radaka fits in a little better to him.
According to Radak, it's part of the whole, right? It's part of its, yeah, right. Radak in Echanan. According to Radak, maybe you don't need, why is there Parsha Stuma? It's just part of the whole narrative. So why is there, is it separate? Okay, obviously there's a lot more going on. I really don't know. It doesn't really say over here very much. I didn't see very much. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Dalet. Now he goes back. He goes back into a depression. Yirmiyah, he vacillates. Sounds like, you know,
we're working a raid.
Yeah.
And we have a shot that your friends, or so called friends.
Friends like this, you don't need enemies.
No, so called friends. In other words.
Yes, exactly, the so called friends. So you're making a very good point. Mireyim, on the one hand, means a friend. But on the other hand, it means evildoers.
Bad people.
In this pasuk, it means Rishoyim. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion. Mireyim Rishoyim. Miyad Asher Hitzel Nefesh and Miyad Mireyim. But you're right, sometimes Mireyim means friends. It means friends. You're right. So when do you know when it means friends, when it means enemies? So this Mireyim, it means friends. So when does it mean a friend? When does it mean an enemy?
Check your friends.
Yada.
So we have to say so-called friends.
It means a colleague that has an emotional interest in you. Sometimes that emotional interest is for your good, and sometimes that emotional interest is to get rid of you. Right? That's really what it means. Mireya means a friend that has an emotional interest. It does have the word ra. Reya. Reya means a friend.
No, so maybe say therefore it means people who appear to be your friends but aren't. Like putting
quotation. Right. Okay, so you know it does fit well because that's what it said in Pasuk Yud, called Enoish Shaloi Mi. Yirmiyah started in Pasuk Yud by telling us that the people that appear to be my friends, the Enoish Shlomi, they're not my friends. They're Shomrei Tzali, they're watching my strides. They can't wait until I trip and fall. So indeed, these were people that were so called friends. So it fits. So the Mireyim, they're so-called friends, but the truth is, they're really evil, they're really wicked. Okay, now we go to something very interesting, where he goes back into a state of depression, after singing the songs of what's going to be when my enemies...
Bipolar.
Who knows? You don't know. You don't know what effect Nevuah had. Shabsai Tzvi, they say today was bipolar. They say he had all the symptoms. In those days, no one even knew what this thing meant. We never knew these things. What these things? Maybe they did, but today, I've heard this a few times from a modern observation and a study and the data that we have, the record that we have of Shabbosai Tzvi, it appears it's a textbook case of a person that is at extreme. Degree of being bipolar, and that explains everything. It explains his mood swings, explains his incredible charisma, it explains a lot of things. That's what they say.
Gershom Shulam, the guy he's a secular guy, but he's the biggest expert on Kabbalah. He advances Gershom Shulam. They say about him that the only connection he had to the Yiddish guy is when his parents put up a mug and dough on the Christmas tree.
So what he said? That idea is bipolar. Yeah, I've heard this more than once, and they say it's like Pashat. It's just like the classic. It has all the symptoms of this. So those days it appears it was not. I don't know. I mean, people always. We don't know. Is it more prevalent today than it was years ago? Wasn't diagnosed. They don't know about it. They were locked up. They don't live long. I don't know. We don't know the exact story. But in Echnami, so he's saying, good over here. You have these very violent mood swings in Yirmiyahu. And I mean, how do these? What does this mean? What effect? Also, so they say was we don't know depression.
It was many melancholy.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? I'm sure all the psychologists will do a case study. We'll make an argument. We'll bring a riot with this and that.
But also, you don't know what order this was.
Right. You don't know what. Right.
Could be you said all the bad stuff at one point in time. And
lumped together. And other people will tell you that what I'm saying now is kefira. How dare you say something like this, which is viewed as an illness, a chemical imbalance about a person who is a tzaddik, a holy person? How can you say these people, healthy people? Torah criticizes people making mistakes in judgment, but we're not dealing with people that are making mistakes in judgment due to a chemical imbalance in the brain. I don't know. I'm just dealing with different arguments back and forth. These are different, you know.
Ruach
or lechora. So that lechora is also subject to debate. What does it mean, ruach? Does it mean depression? Does it mean it means demons? It means we don't know that. There's dealing with the koyach of prophecy. So what effect did that have upon a person? The Gra said, if I live during, I have an appreciation of what it can mean, what it means to be a Tana. We had this. So the Gra lived only, 250 years ago? Something like that? And he made such a statement that I could appreciate what it meant to be a Tana 1,000 years ago. But what it meant to be a water carrier in the time of the Nevi'im, I have no Hasaga. The Madrega of the average person who walked the street, the simplest person who lived in the time when Nevi'im lived, was on such a madrega, higher than a Tana, more than a Tana. It's not possible for even the Gra to fathom what type of person they were. So you have to, such a statement, and you look back at it, show.
Positive or a negative statement?
Positive statement.
It could be when the Nevi'im are around, and
Zelu Mazeh. The Yetzirah was Kizelu Mazeh.
Where
is in the Yetzirah? Yeah. So once you have such a concept, how could you even be Poseach Peh when you're dealing with Shol, you're dealing with Ruach Ra, and you're dealing with violent mood swings and these curses? You see extremism. This is the today, if someone will talk like this, they will lock him up. They would say, you're an extremist, you're a danger, you know, you're saying extreme things, and who knows what you'll do next. I'm not joking. That's what they would say to you. They would take you to a psychologist and they would sit you down. What?
They would say, you're always hearing voices.
Well,
he says such intense clawless. It's not politically correct to talk like this today. This is an extreme thing to say. And they would say, you need to calm down, you need to relax, take you to the rabbi, calm you down. But Yirmiyah, you know, he's fire. So and this was given to us to study, the Nevi'im were preserved for all generations. So you can't go say, no, we can't analyze here because it's not for us to understand. If it wasn't for us to understand, then we wouldn't have it today. The fact that it was preserved for us is what us to learn from. So where do you draw the line? Obviously, there has to be some balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a famous mice you may have heard of it. Now, before you, famous mice read by Moshe Feinstein is going to brocha on Parshas Vayera,
the Benoist Loy.
One guy in his town there was talking
green.
About
he turned green.
Yeah.
Cursed, right. He cursed them out.
And then
he died.
And then he woke up, his tongue was all blown up and everything. He said he had a dream that
they came to him.
And said, who are you to say
about us?
About us.
We named the child Moav and Amon, and no one should say it was Immaculate Conception. No one should say that Lot is going to be the Mashiach. It came about because there wasn't we had explicit in the pasuk. It says who the father is. No one should come along and say anything. So, okay, that's a story. It's a very shocking story.
Did Yirmiyahu ever do this to the Goyim? Like,
yes. Later on, we're going to have some prophecies. We had a little bit before. We did have a few psukim before we spoke to the Goyim. Yeah. Yeah.
He did. The doom and gloom.
We don't take cursing as seriously as they used to take it in previous generation. In other words, in our generation now, cursing, sugar, he talks quite a lot. But in previous generation, they took it very seriously.
You don't understand Yiddish.
Koyach Adibor.
All the Yiddishisms, right?
The Koyach Adibor.
No, I don't.
There's an expression in Yiddish. Di nisdu klolis is nisdu kambrachas. Wherever there's cursings, there are no blessings. That's the seriousness of it.
Okay. They say you don't know how to curse unless you speak in Yiddish. You have to know Yiddish to really know how to curse. All right.
Of course.
Let's go. So here he goes, and he says some very frightening curses. Pasuk Yidalid, Or Hayoy Masher Yuladeti Bo. Cursed be the day that I was born on. Yoy Masher Yuladeti Imi. Cursed be the day that my mother gave birth to me. Al Yihi Varuch. May you not be blessed. So far we have two curses: the day that I was born, and the day. We're not told of three curses from her. Right. Let's go to the other part. Same thing. So he says in both the positive and the negative. The day that I was born should not be a day of blessing. Pasik Tezvav. Arur Ho'ish. Now this is very interesting. Curse be the man, Asher Bisar Es Avi Lamer, who announced to my father, guess what? You had a baby boy. The doctor, the OBGYN, he comes out of the delivery room and says, it's a boy! Curse be that doctor that made that announcement. That's really what it's saying. Aror ho'ish asher today, well, the fathers are inside anyway, right? So it doesn't really make a difference. Aror ho'ish asher bisar, who announced es avi lemar yulad lecha bein zachar, it was born to you a male child. Sameach simchohu, and who told you that causing him to be happy. So, the one that caused my father to be happy with the good news that he had a baby boy, that person should be cursed because he fooled my father. It was not a good thing that I was born, it was a curse that I was born, because for me only bad things have come. Let that person be ke'orim. Let him be like the cities, all of the beautiful cities in Eretz Yisrael that are going to be destroyed. Asher hafach Hashem, that Hashem overturned. V'loy nicham, Hashem did not change his mind. He allowed them to be destroyed. V'shama zaka, and let this man hear in his home screaming, baboker in the morning, every day, usruah, and shouts of horror, be'eis tzohorayim. Now you'll say, what did the poor fellow do? Why did this poor fellow who announced to his father, Chilkiah was the Kohen Gadol, Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. So it happened at some point in time, Chilkiyahu's wife gave birth, a man came along to Chilkiyahu and said, Chilkiyahu, good news, your wife just gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Be happy, when is the Shalom Zachar? When's the Bris? Let's make plans, let's rejoice. Cursed be that person. What did that poor fellow do?
Well, you've heard of killing the messenger, right?
Why should Yirmi be so upset about him? I mean, he. You want to curse yourself. Why did I come into this world? Okay, you want to maybe you curse his parents that they gave birth to him. But why curse the messenger? So the answer in the first one given is the one that made the announcement was none other than Pashur ben Immer. The person that smacked the Ermia, the one that hit him and put him in prison, put him in these restraints, and wanted to kill him when he made this predicament, was none other than the one that made the announcement. He was the Sadik at the Bris. He was the one that made the announcement to every. He knew this. Chilkiyahu was always told, I remember when you were born, Pashur ben Immer, he came to tell me the good news. So that's why he's not cursing him only because he's the one that made the announcement. If the only thing he did was he made the announcement, Yirmi would never curse him because he's not a bad person. It's not his fault that he had to be the messenger, the bearer of the bad news that I came into this world. But now, Hugla Hadovah L'Mafreya, since this person, Pashur ben Immer, turned out to be a Rasha who went and hit me, was mevazami berabim, and degraded my stature in the eyes of the entire Klal Yisrael, and threw me into a prison, and did these horrible things to me. So it goes to show that he was a Rasha from the very beginning. The day that I was born, it was meant to be that he would be an evil person. And that's right, let him be cursed. Let him be cursed in the very beginning. That's how all the commentators learn Shad in this pasuk. You have to know that secret. He was the one that made the announcement. Okay, let's see these psukim inside before we go further. Pasuk Gedalit, Aruch Hayom, Mimriru slave, due to the bitterness of his heart. He's suffering over here from extreme depression. Al Kiram Kamu Olav, many people try to assassinate him. Kilel Yirmiya Maladato, he cursed the day that he was born. Lefi Hamurgul Befi Keshei Hamazel, that is common in the mouth of people that have bad mazel. This is a common thing. People that have a difficult life. People that have a difficult, a bad mazel. They're born in a tkufa that causes them to be failures in their life. It's very common for them to say these things. Cursed be the day that I was born. Shalom Aleichem. Look who's back. Welcome back. Ooh. We missed you. Been a long time. Got a nice tan. Okay. Yoladati, the day Yoladati Bo that I was born. Now here I see, I didn't say the right thing. I told you that I was born. The Mitzvah says they have my conception. The Yoim HaHeroyon, the day of conception, HaMeyuchas Kam La'av, the day my father conceived me.
Yeah, but then there's no announcement.
No, that's later. So no, in Echnami, there are three different things. It's the day Orah Hayom Asher Yuladiti. Yuladiti is my conception. Yom Asher Yiladasni Imi, that's the day of my birth. And then the third thing is the next Pasuk itself is the one who made the announcement. Three different periods of time. Conception, which includes my father. The day of birth is only my mother. The mother is the only one that's around on the day of birth. And the one that made the announcement to my father, the one that it was Megala, made the announcement. It's like, you know, the one that brings the two together, the father and the mother at the end, brings together. That moment and that person should be cursed. Now, what is the significance of the day of my conception? The Farshim say something very, they ask a question before we go further is, if we're dealing with conception, why does it say Hayoim? There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a man is not allowed to be with his wife by day. Only allowed, it's mishum tznius, the laws of Derech Eretz require that conception only take place at night. So Chilkiyahu was the Kohen Gadol. If there's anyone that was Mekayim when it said in Shulchan Aruch, it's Chilkiyahu. So how could it be that it says Hayoim Asher Yuladti, the day that I was conceived. That's a partial answer. You can say that Hayoim means the calendar date. So maybe then it should say Yoim, Oru Yoim. Why does it say Hayoim? Hayoim seems, according to the Medrash, as a connotation that it was daylight hours. So the answer is that Chilkiyahu was on the run for his life from Achav. The Maisa was Menashe, not from Achav, so Menashe. Menashe killed all of the prophets. Menashe took over the Malchus from his father, Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu died.
Achav ben Omri.
So which Acham? I'm talking about the wrong
Menashe.
I think it's Menashe and Chizkid. More than one Menashe. So Menashe took over the Malchus. I'm getting confused. But there was a Tkufa when all of the Nevi'im were on the run.
The Malchus says it was
Menashe. Menashe in Chizkiyahu?
Menashe says it was Menashe.
Menashe, which Menashe? Menashe says a little bit early back.
Yes.
Could be, I'm not sure. Mustame was Menashe ben Chizkiyahu. So he went and he was on the run. All of the Nevi'im were targeted for death because he was a Rasha. He wanted to introduce Avodah Zarah. So who had to run away? Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu was running away for his life. All the other Nevi'im were not so lucky, they were killed. But Chilkiyahu did not have any children. So he was afraid if he's going to run away. The women weren't going to kill the women. They didn't do that at least in those days. But he's going to run away. He'll never have a child. He'll probably never see his wife again because the way things are going are not too good. So he had no choice but to have marital relations with his wife by day due to the dire circumstances of what was happening. You have this in other areas. One of the kings, also when he was in the dungeon, which one was it? Yechonya maybe? One of the kings that was taken into Galus, he had no children, so they lowered a woman into the dungeon in order that he can father a child. It wasn't a covet for a melech. They had respect for a king, even that he shouldn't leave this world without any children. So they also did very bizarre, what we would consider to be very bizarre things. So this is what the Medrash says, that it was due to unusual circumstances that Chilkiyahu fathered Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah is saying, I was conceived in a very bizarre circumstance, and that also sheds light, and we don't appreciate these things because we're not on a madrigal or anything that really makes matters today, but in Chazal's eyes, the nature of the personality and the entire mazel of a person very much depends upon the moment of conception. It depends upon the attitude, upon the frame of mind, even the day, the day, is it Shabbos, the weekday. And the mazalos. A lot of these things, which today I don't think today there's such a thing I don't know the details, but it doesn't appear today that yeah.
I heard a shaila somebody once asked about tshuva. He said he had relations on Yom Kippur with his wife.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to know later what to do. What the answer was.
Baal Tshuva, essentially father child.
We
father child from that on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Let's say a woman was in Nida. Yeah. Let's say even if it turns out Lamafrey, you discovered that it was a Chatzitza, it was Shalom Tzvila. So these are very disturbing things. Okay, bottom line is it doesn't make a difference. But today we certainly you don't read in Svarim these things. Anyone today is in a Madrega where people take these things seriously. But no, that we did learn Yeshaya, there was such a thing of Shomer Shabbos Mechaloloi. That people, there are 200 Reish Nun Gimel, 253 days in a healthy pregnancy. From the time of conception, I think, something like that. From the time of conception to the time of birth. So the time from the time, what?
Not 271?
Maybe 271, yeah, maybe 271, 272, 273. They're different. So there's a pasuk in the end of Yeshaya, it's the Haftarah on the Tainus Sibur, Shomer Shabbos Mechaloloi, that it refers to that a person makes a cheshbon when he's with his wife, when the baby will be born. If everything goes according to plan, the baby should not be born on Shabbos because it will involve Chil Shabbos for the birth and the bris. So a person will refrain from marital relations on this particular day because it will result in the baby being born on Shabbos. Ad kedei kach. That's how far it went. And it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. And Yeshaya praises these people. They're Shomer Shabbos a year, 9 months in advance. They're Shomer Shabbos. Now, obviously, this was true in ancient times when people can predict people were so healthy, the body was so predictable, a person would conceive, you can predict to the moment when the baby would be born. Today, this is unheard of. This is ridiculous. People will laugh, yeah, such a thing, you can predict when the baby's going to be born. Yeah.
The visionists, as the Nusim, they sing the Kol Mekadosh.
Yeah. Why? What's not the forgiving? Okay, but there is obviously such a thing, and it depends: is a zohar, is it a nekeva, the mazel, the consolation? So Yirmiyah is saying something very, there's something very deep being expressed in this pasuk. Yirmiyah is basically saying, do you know why the result is a person like me? Who am I? I'm a person. In his humility, he's saying that it's just gloom and doom. I'm all gloom and doom for Klal Yisrael. I am hated. The people are willing to assassinate me to the worst. So you know why? Because look at my conception. I was conceived during the time of Churban. All of the Nevi'im were being murdered. There was blood all over the place. And my father was on the run. And my father made a last moment decision, so maybe he shouldn't leave the world without a child. So he fathered me. You can imagine his frame of mind. And it was during the day. It was Shalika Halacha. You talk about Yom Kippur. For a Navi to go and do something by day, this is also like on Yom Kippur. So no wonder I turned out like this. And when was I born? By the way, when was I born? The day of my birth? Tisha B'Av. Yirmiyah's birthday was on Tisha B'Av. So what more do you possibly want? I was conceived in the time of Churban. I was born in the time of Churban. That's why my mazel is such, where I'm a person that's nothing more than gloom and doom. And that's why he's so bitter and he's cursing himself in all of these ways.
That's why he's cursing the day that he's born.
The day is Tisha B'Av. And the day of Kinsa, what would be 9 months before Tisha B'Av? Yeah, we'll work backwards. So it would be exactly interesting to figure out what day that is. Not exactly 9 months before Tisha B'Av, be the ninth day of
Cheshvan.
So what is the significance of the ninth day of Cheshvan? I have no idea. The ninth day of Cheshvan, he's saying is that
the
was mamble. Not what? The Mamel was in the 17th day. So where did Mr. Shelach die?
No,
the Gregorian calendar.
It's Mar Cheshvan.
But what's the of the ninth day? All right, this is has to be the 10th day of Cheshvan, not the 9th day. So Taka makes sense, because when did Mr. Shalach die?
10th.
The 10th day of Cheshvan. Oh, so we have over a Chiddush, because Hashem delayed the Mamel 7 days because they were Avelos. So Mr. Shalach died on the 10th day of Cheshvan, and that's when Yirmiyah was conceived. So Haloi Davar.
How is it? Says over here in the Dovas Yirmiyah, it's the day that. Menashe
killed the Nevi'ah. Right, that's what he said. That's why he was on the run. That was the day when Menashe killed the Nevi'ah, and that's why Chilkiyahu was running away. And the Chilkiyahu, before he ran away, he figured that I'm not going to have any children, so he was with his wife during the day. So he obviously was not in a good frame of mind, because everyone's been killed and he's on the run. And it was the 10th day of Cheshvan, which according to Chazal, L'chayre is the day when Misu Shalach died. And he was a very great tzaddik, and Hashem delayed the Mabel 7 days so they can properly mourn, eulogize for Mr. Shalach. So obviously, that was the day that was meant to be the beginning, the end of the world. The day that Mr. Shalach died was meant to be the day when the world came to an end. The Mabel, the world came to an end. So his conception was on a bad day, his birth was on Tisha B'Av. Everything about him is a curse. And who's the one that made the announcement? The person that would one day try to kill him. The person that would now come
his and arch enemy.
So everything about me is bad from the source. Bad from the very source. So what do you expect if the foundation is corrupt? What good do you think can possibly come from me? And that's why he's extremely bitter in this pasuk. Let's see again the words of the Mesudos David. We're up to the second part of Yuladati Bo, Hu Yoim Ha Hai Royon, the day of conception. Hamayuchas Gamul Av Kumosha Kosov Leavicha Ze Yilodecha, to your father, he has conceived you. So you see the word Yilodecha is used in association with the conception. Asha Yiladatani Imi, my mother gave birth to me, Ze Yoim Haleda, Hamayuchas Lavad Imi, Tezvav, Arur Hoish. Since in retrospect my existence was not very good, it must be Megalgalin Zuchus Al Yidei Zakai V'choiva Al Yidei Chayim. Since my existence is not a very good existence, it must have been the one that made the announcement who was not a very good person. Ki derech ish toiv levaser toiva ki moishe kasa ish toiv zeh v'el b'sayra toiva yavo. A good man brings good news. Cursed be that man that said to my father, Sameach Simchohu Amar Bitmiya. This is a question. Cursed be then, Sameach Simchohu. Should you be happy? Amar Bitmiya V'chilim Afrei Hoysa Simcha. Was it really in retrospect a day of joy in my existence? Pasuk Tazayin. V'hoyo ho'ishahu ze hamavaser. Maybe cursed, like the cities that Hashem will overthrow. Haim Sodom, that I'm sorry, in the past tense, that have been overthrown, which refers to Sodom v'Amora, Haim Sodom v'Chavro Secha. V'lo Nicham, Hashem did not change his mind. Mishagozar aleim hafecha. Hashem did not change his mind in the battle of Gzeir. Vishama, Hamavaser, this Mavaser should hear Yishma, Me'oyavav, Zakas, Sarah, Utruas, Yilola. He should be cursed. There should be heard in his home, there should be heard curses. Okay, Pasig Yitzayim, we did not yet do.
Mentioned Boker and Zorayim. There's no mention of Lila.
Okay, interesting. So why is it not mentioned? Good question. I do not know. Good question. So let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yidal aruha ayom asher asher yuladim yibo. Rav Michal, you know what these words are?
Engendre, to engender. To
how do you know how to read those words? How does he know how to do that?
How
does he know how to do that? Yeah, what?
Yeah,
I couldn't do that. Still in my head, I couldn't do that. He shas herayon. Okay, this is the time of pregnancy. The ayde oynis. He has his ayde. I mentioned you before. Due to unforeseeable circumstance or dire circumstances, shimesh chilkiyahu aviv mitaso bayoyim. He had relations with his wife by day. He was on the run from Menashe. He was Meshamish Mitas in order to father a survivor. Ubarach, and he ran away. Ka'arim Asher Hafach. This Mevaser should be cursed like Sodom Vamora. Sodom Vamora. Lo Nicham.
Tesvav.
I don't have it.
Sameach.
I don't have it. How do you like that? Okay, let me go take a look. What you got? Perikhof. It's good you're all listening. I'm very happy. Everyone's awake. Everyone's sharp. Sameach. Couldn't be better. Sameach, okay, here is the pasuk, Sameach Simchohu. Mem de Gusha, there is a dot in the word, the mem of the Sameach. Shahu Lashon Tismach Achedim, to cause others to rejoice. Sameach es aviv, Shesimach es aviv bibasurosai through his announcement. He caused my father great joy through his announcement. Okay, next. Hashem did not change his mind. Hashem did not change his mind. Okay, that's the next pasuk. Let's see the Radak. Radak pasuk Yud Dalid says, "Oror hayoyim mimirirus nafsham, due to the bitterness of neshama, yikalu hatzadikim yoyim choyledes choyladam bo." Cursed be the day in which they came into this world. It's meaningless. You can't go back in the past. And that's a very interesting idea. Who says you can't? Who says time? Time is something which is by Hashem is hoya hoyve v'yia. This is a very fascinating concept. Maybe the fact that he is cursing the day. We have a sense that we have a tradition that time does repeat itself. Time, it's not that when we go through the calendar, we are revisiting the same moment in time. Pesach, we're revisiting Chayev Adam Liro Sasatzmo Kilu Oyotza Mimsham, because when you come to that day, you're actually going through that kufa once again.
Purim,
Zman, it's time, we travel through time. Here, the Radak is saying, no such thing. The Radak is saying, cursing the day that you were born on, it's irrelevant. Who says, maybe it is. Cursing that day is always there. So when you come to that day, that's a cursed day. Maybe it does have power in the future because you're traveling through time. The Radak over here is saying, no, it's not going to make a difference because Kvar Avar. Something to take note of. V'chein Amar Iyav, these are the only two people that curse the day they were born in Tanakh. It's a very good trivia question. Not trivial, but nothing trivial in Tanakh, but it's a very interesting insight and make the note over here in the article. The only two Ishei HaTanakh that cursed the day they were born were Yirmiyah and Iyav. So if they ever ask you that question on the Chidin HaTanakh, who are the only two people that cursed the day they were born, you know the answer, Iyav and Yirmiyah. There must be some connection between the two. What it is, I do not know. V'chein amar Iyav, Yoivan, Yom, Yivoled, Bo, V'goymer. V'hoisef, O'inyin, B'milashonis, repeats himself, poetic repetition of Yomar, Yom Asher, Yilo, Das, Ni'imi. Next.
He doesn't say it's conception, he says it's birth. Both of them are birth. According to
Mila Shoinas. Okay, he means birth, not conception. Okay, very good. He's not focusing on conception. Not like the Mitsudos clearly refers to conception. Very good.
You don't really know the day of conception. You can't go backtrack exactly 9 months.
Today, certainly not. But it seems time Chazali was so precise that a child that's from 8 months, it's either 7 months or 9 months. 8 months, not in Michal Shabbos. So in ancient times, it was predictable. Ancient times, I think we have a right to assume that Yirmi in those days, the body was so perfect, pristine, it was predictable, with accuracy, when the time will be born. You can plan the bris, you can hire the caterer 9 months in advance. That was Shoyva Shabbos Mechaloloi. That's the whole thing, not to have marital relations on a day when, according to the calculation, will come out, the baby will be born on Shabbos. Okay. Here's where he actually says the idea that it was Pashu. No one says this. The Mitsudos did not say this. Rashi did not say this. It's the Radah that makes this point. You could ask the obvious question, just because Yirmiyah is bitter. Why kill the messenger? What did the messenger do? Why do you have to go curse him? Yesh litmoya. If this person is still alive, he may be cursed. For what did he do? V'ulai. So the Radak does not say with certainty. It seems that it's not a medrash. He's saying over here with it's an idea. Hoya ish toiv the answer is, it was known to Yirmiyah ki pashchur ben imer hoya hamavaser. As we said before, he knew that it was pashchur ben imer, the one that hit Yirmiyah, the one that put Yirmiyah in a prison, the one that publicly was Mevaza Yirmiyah, he was the one that made the announcement, and that's why indeed he is deserving of a curse. Next, we have the word over here that he should be cursed, the one that was, what?
All the words are a little bit different, that the person who was cursed, he actually was killed by the master. That was the curse. He was like indirectly cursed by being killed by the master. That's what it says. Henesha Shabosos Avi. So that guy, the curse was
ripple effect.
He was cursed.
Interesting. So it's a record. It's a record of what happened.
It says here, it quotes this, he says, this is apparently his own conjecture.
But the Malum is suggesting that it's a record. It's not a curse in the future. He's saying that Arur Ho'ish, just like the man is Ho'ish, Asher Bisar Es Avi Lema Yuva Lecha Bein Zohar Sameach Simchahu. Did you really give my father joy? It wasn't a joy. In retrospect, it was not a very great joy. It was a great sorrow that you revealed that I was born.
We're saying over here that he was born on Tisha B'Av. It's Tisha B'Av happened on his birthday.
Right.
He was born before Tisha B'Av. I mean,
well, right, but it was a foretelling.
Wasn't Tisha B'Av yet, as we think of Tisha B'Av.
Well, yeah, so, but, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But the day
so
was...
when normally people would celebrate their birthday...
No, but Tisha B'Av already was a bad day because of the Meraglim.
Right.
Tisha B'Av was already a designated day of Bechila Doris from the Meraglim.
But that's only in hindsight.
I don't know, not necessarily.
I mean, he was a Navi, he knew, okay.
They stayed in the Midbar for 40 years. They didn't go into the Midbar for 40 years. They dug graves, it says. Chazal, they dug graves
right.
for 40 years. They didn't wake up. For almost 600,000 people did not wake up
the
next morning. Did not wake up on Tisha B'Av, 40 years in the desert. So obviously Tisha B'Av already was a day of Bechila.
Yeah, but he could start thinking that maybe if he knows all this, perhaps he's thinking that maybe he's a tikkun, like God, you know, does this. Okay,
Mashiach is
born, and he's a Navi.
Mashiach is born
maybe,
on Tisha B'Av.
Yeah, so maybe, okay, maybe I'm the future.
But in his humility...
He's thinking that. And now he's looking at his life, where they're up to now, and he realizes...
It's not.
No, this day is going to be
another day.
The rest of the time.
Yeah. Okay, Sameach Simchahu, as we learned in the Mitzvot, it was really a day of joy. Simchei Be'emes, Simchehu, Kesha'ama lo, ki ben Zohar no lo, ki b'nei Adam smechem le ben Zohar, v'doya gevu, look at what it says over here. Al hanekeva. This is not going to go off well in this generation. People are happy when they have boys. The doyagin al hanekeva, and they're worried. How they going to get the chasma?
To pay for the wedding.
Got to pay for the wedding. So the doyagin al hanekeva. Therefore, this mevaser thought that he's bringing my father joy that my father had a boy and didn't have a girl. It would have been better if my father had a girl. Because then I would not have been the birth prophet, because the women were not for that. I mean, they were the women also devourer, but they didn't see the gloom and doom. But interesting, very interesting. Doyagim on the cave today. Vishnu, by the way, the most people have a choice. The statistics are they would prefer to have a girl. I read this. They did a study, a recent study. That they asked, like, what would you, if you only could have one child, a boy or a girl, by Goyim in the world. So whatever, it's the guy. I don't think this is the, so. Men, most people, they want a girl. It's very interesting. It's the statistics. They want.
It's
they want.
Who answered
the question?
There's no way.
I assume it was it was asked to both. Chazal in a chanami. Okay, but
Muslim societies, Asian societies, certainly to this day,
yeah,
a sure male is absolutely valued more.
No, absolutely, the Chinese.
You have to Google it. Google it. See, I'm sure you can find some data. VMR Yodea Avi. If my father would know, Soifi Mayen Shiyu Yim Yomai Ba'omel V'yogoin. If my father knows what he says, this is a very interesting insight into the Radak. The Radak says that my father would have known that my days would be filled with omol v'yogon lo hayos someach. In other words, I have a very sad life. It's never Klal Yisrael. Forget about what I would predict for Klal Yisrael. I suffer. Yirmiyah is complaining that I have a life of misery. My days are filled with pain and suffering. Who would want to? Who would rejoice in knowing they brought into a person, into this world, a person that would suffer his entire life? That's not something that would give joy to a parent, and therefore the person that thought he was bringing joy to my parents made a very, very big mistake. Okay, we're up to pasuk. You and Zal will leave this mission for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Only two more pasukim for the parents.